madness. One of the surprises that most people experience at our seminars that focus on wealth is that first and foremost, money is an emotional topic. If you never understand this, financial challenges will always follow, whether you're rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. This critical concept will unlock your future and explain many of your current experiences with your spending, saving, and investing. Think about it. What are the two sentiments of Wall Street or Bay Street? Commentators and financial reporters will describe investors as being bullish or bearish. As you may know, the bull market usually goes up, and a bear market usually goes down. However, beneath those two is another pair of words that you rarely hear. Fear and greed also describes any current state of the marketplace. Listen carefully, and you'll also hear those words, or words that mean that. The excesses of the stock market involve people being overly greedy, as they believe the market will continue to rise indefinitely. Greed is what feeds and sustains a bubble until it eventually bursts. Conversely, investors are driven by fear when the market goes down, believing it'll only get worse. They miss opportunities that might be in the market to make money because they're afraid. Madness. Both extremes are forms of collective madness that regularly attract the investing crowd to jump off one cliff or another, together. The worst part is that many investors realize that they're caught up in the emotional roller coaster because they see the numbers that indicate things are going up or down. The presence of so much information about investments makes people think it's a matter of knowledge. Facts matter, but without emotional awareness, you'll never be able to succeed financially. However, the emotional side of money extends beyond the stock market. Our feelings about money can lead us to be impulsive in how we spend it. We all know that advertisers target our emotions as much as they try to appeal to our minds, making a specific purchase seem like a wise decision. So whether in or out of the stock market or some other investment, you must understand that our emotions often drive money. This is not to say that emotions are negative. We need our emotional side to be one of the guides in our decision-making process. We're vulnerable to being fooled or misled if we don't recognize that emotions are not just present in our financial decisions, but are also one of the loudest voices we hear. Every few years, we hear about another Ponzi scheme in which someone has ripped off a large group of investors, usually for big money. The plan promises people a fantastic return on their investment with no risk. Those who invest early can earn through investments of others who come in later on. It continues with more people investing in this get-rich-quick plan, which their friends assure them is sending them significant payments as promised. Before long, people are begging to join the bonanza. Then, at some point, there are no longer enough new investors to pay the earlier investors when their payments come due. Finally, the whole sham falls apart, and people learn that there was no investment. Just a churning of new dollars. One of the more famous examples is the Madoff scandal in New York, in which even some sophisticated and wealthy individuals fell victim to the lie. Ultimately, the fraud worked. Millions of dollars were lost. Meanwhile, the perpetrator skimmed off a king's ransom. Every time it happens, people treat it as some new idea of fleecing gullible people. However, this scam has been around for a considerable amount of time. Its name originated from Charles Ponzi, who used the sale of international postage stamps as a get-rich-quick strategy in the U.S. in 1920.